You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Fitch Ratings raised its growth forecast for the Indian economy to 6.3% for the current fiscal year, from 6% earlier, on the back of robust growth in the first quarter and strong near-term momentum, it said on Thursday. The economy also continues to benefit from high bank credit growth and infrastructure spending, with more to come from the latter, it said in a statement, making India one of the fastest-growing economies in the world. The Reserve Bank of India projects the economy will grow 6.5% in FY24. Fitch said that India will be affected to an extent by slowing global trade, while the full impact of the Reserve Bank of India's 250 basis points of monetary tightening is still to be felt. However, it said the government's push to increase capital expenditure, moderate commodity prices, and robust credit growth are expected to support investment. Meanwhile, the Bank of England is poised to raise borrowing costs again on Thursday to combat stubbornly high inflation, which has failed to come down from its peak as quickly as expected. Though the consensus among analysts is that the central bank will raise its main interest rate by a quarter percentage point, hitting a new 15-year high of 4.75%, there are concerns, certainly among borrowers, that it may opt for a bigger half-point increase. That larger hike would be particularly painful for people with loans, especially the 1.4 million or so households in the UK that will have to refinance their mortgages over the rest of the year. Central banks around the world, from the US Federal Reserve to European Central Bank, have been rapidly raising interest rates to bring down inflation, first stoked by supply chain backups tied to the rebound from the pandemic and then Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Switching tracks, Pakistan hopes funds allocated under the International Monetary Fund's bailout program will be released as soon as possible, the country's prime minister said on Thursday, adding that the nation remains committed to fulfill all necessary requirements. With a little over a week to go before the IMF's extended fund facility expires at the end of June, Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif met IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva on the sidelines of the new Global Financing Summit in Paris, his office said. The Prime Minister expressed the hope that the funds allocated under the IMF's EFF would be released as soon as possible, the statement said. Pakistan has barely enough currency reserves to cover 1 month's imports. It had hoped to have $1.1 billion of the funds released in November, but the IMF has insisted on a number of conditions being met before it makes any more disbursements. In other news, India's National Investment and Infrastructure Fund is in talks to raise at least $244 million for an infrastructure investment trust, a Bloomberg report said. The vehicle would include some assets from Atang Infrastructure, which operates toll roads, according to one of the people who declined to be identified because the information is private. The investment will be a private placement and the fundraising should take place by September, another person said. NIIF is India's first major attempt to develop a capital-raising structure on home soil to tackle a shortfall in infrastructure spending. Investors include Abu Dhabi Investment Authority and Singapore's Temasek Holdings PTE, according to its website. Infrastructure investment trusts, known as INVIT for short, are like mutual funds and allow a pooling of assets for financing projects and can help make up the shortfall in investment. Now some overseas news. The Swiss National Bank will consider closely the size of UBS following the completion of its takeover of Credit Suisse, the central bank's vice chairman said on Thursday. Of course, because it is such a big bank, it needs to have higher capital requirements, Martin Schlegel told a news conference in Zurich. He also said the size and the importance of UBS, as well as its business model, will be taken into account from a financial stability perspective. And finally, the news from the Lal Street. The benchmark BSE Sensex fell 284.26 points, or 0.45%, to 63,238.89, while the broader NSE index lost 86.4 points, or 0.46%, to 18,770.45, as investors turned cautious with benchmark indexes at near-record levels, while expectations of prolonged hawkishness from global central banks also weighed on sentiment. Meanwhile, the Indian rupee strengthened 0.11% versus the US dollar and quoted at 81.95 per dollar as the dollar index plummed to multi-week lows, while an uptick in forward premiums also aided the spot rupee. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.